Stroke is the fifth leading cause of death and a leading cause of disability in the United States, affecting nearly 800,000 individuals annually. Sudden neurologic dysfunction caused by focal brain ischemia, with imaging evidence of acute infarction, defines acute ischemic stroke, or AIS. While an ischemic episode with neurological deficits but without acute infarction defines transient ischemic attack, or TIA. An estimated 7.5% to 17.4% of patients with TIA will have a stroke in the next 3 months. Patients presenting with non-disabling AIS or high-risk TIA who do not have severe carotid stenosis or atrial fibrillation should receive dual antiplatelet therapy with aspirin and clopidogrel within 24 hours of presentation. Subsequently, combined aspirin and clopidogrel for 3 weeks, followed by single antiplatelet therapy, reduces stroke risk from 7.8% to 5.2%. Patients with symptomatic carotid stenosis should receive carotid revascularization and single antiplatelet therapy, while those with atrial fibrillation should receive anticoagulation.